USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A new CBS poll Sunday morning shows 72% of Americans think U.S. democracy is under threat. Why? The top answers include the influence of money in politics, potential for political violence, and attempts to overturn elections. Maryland Representative Jamie Raskin had this to say Sunday on Face the Nation.
More than 60 courts rejected every claim of electoral fraud and corruption which Donald Trump advanced. He's had the benefit of more than 60 courts, including 8 courts where he appointed the judges.
A Canadian TikTok influencer died last week following a skydiving accident in Toronto. A friend who attended her funeral told CNN. Tanya Pardazzi, 21, had more than 95,000 followers and over 2 million likes on the app. This is USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-950-0099. 800-950-0099. That's 800-950-0099.
President Joe Biden drew both criticism and praise for his words in his primetime speech in Philadelphia earlier this week against what he calls MAGA Republicans and his predecessor Donald Trump, calling their agenda a, quote, extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. Texas Republican Representative Michael McCaul slammed the president's speech, calling it a slap to the face to millions of GOP voters.
If this was a speech to unify the American people, it had just the opposite effect. It basically condemned all Republicans who supported Donald Trump in the last election. That's over 70 million.
A lot of questions about upgraded COVID-19 vaccine booster shots from Pfizer and Moderna designed to target the dominant Omicron BA4 and BA5 subvariants. This is Dr. Alec Patel.
One big asterisk a lot of people are asking about is, what about a previous COVID-19 infection? And the recommendation there is to almost view a previous infection as its own booster and wait about 2 to 3 months after that.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The NASA launch is a no-go. Again.
NASA's new moon rocket sprang another dangerous fuel leak on Saturday, forcing launch controllers to call off their second attempt to send a new capsule into lunar orbit with test dummies. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson.
We don't launch until it's right. And I think it's just illustrative that this is a very complicated machine, a very complicated system, and all those things have to work.
With a two-week launch blackout period looming in just a few days, the rocket is now grounded until late September or October. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
It was an emotional 6-hour tribute concert for late Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins on Saturday that included several emotional moments. His lead singer Dave Grohl broke down in tears at one point, and Hawkins' teenage son Shane sat in on the drums. The Taylor Hawkins tribute concert, held at London's Wembley Stadium, was streamed live on Paramount Plus, Pluto TV, and MTV's YouTube channels. MTV and CBS also aired hour-long specials of the concert Saturday. Hawkins died at age 50 on March 25th in Bogota, Colombia, hours before the rock band was set to perform at the festival Estéreo Picnic as part of its South American tour. I'm Tony Marusso. This is USA Radio News.